Liberosity Book Talks with Adriana Rodolfo. This time on Liberosity, we'll be focusing on books that have main characters with amnesia. Certain types of memory loss are quite common in real life. However, what you typically think of as amnesia, in which someone cannot recall past memories or experiences, is rare. On the other hand, in fiction, it is highly prevalent. Crossing genres, it can be used as a device for comedy, self-discovery, or mystery and suspense. Amnesia fiction can vary widely in tone and subject. The one ubiquitous theme among all genre types is the concept that the protagonists, forced to take a new look at their lives, are given a second chance to right wrongs. So despite the differences, each novel will give the reader a sense of satisfaction knowing that life is changeable and ultimately redeemable. Year-old Naomi wakes up in an ambulance with no memory of the last 4 years in Memoirs of a Teenage Amnesiac by Gabrielle Zevin. Having fallen down a flight of stairs while retrieving the yearbook camera, Naomi can't remember her boyfriend, her best friend, or the status of her parents' relationship. However, one advantageous outcome of the fall is that it introduces Naomi to James, an attractive new boy at her school. Still, feeling like a stranger in her life, Naomi feels constrained to be someone who she doesn't remember. Therefore, she decides the best way to deal is to discard all her old habits and discover some new ones. How is she supposed to know what she's like unless she finds out? An exploration of teenage identity through the eyes of someone with a new perspective on her life, Memoirs of a Teenage Amnesiac explores the sense of self with a little romance on the side. Maze Runner, the first book in a series by James Dashner, Thomas wakes up in a metal box, remembering only his name. The box turns out to be an elevator that transports him into the Glade, an enclosed farm run by teenagers and surrounded by a massive maze. None of the Gladers remember how they got there, what their past was like, or who controls the Glade and the maze. All they know is that for the past 2 years, they keep the farm going, avoiding the animal machine monsters called the Grievers, while the runners go out into the maze trying to find an exit. Thomas is expected to get with the program, but he can't help but feel there is something familiar about the maze. His refusal to accept the status quo sends the boys into a dangerous, but potentially liberating new adventure. Readers will enjoy trying to put the pieces together of this fast-paced dystopian tale. Sophie Kinsella, a chick lit author extraordinaire, creates another enjoyably goofy novel in Remember Me? The last thing that Lexi Smart remembers before waking up in the hospital was hanging out with her girlfriends. Poor, with a crappy job, lousy boyfriend, and bad teeth, things couldn't seem to be worse for Lexi. Now in the hospital, she discovers that in the 3 years she can't remember, she somehow became successful, toned and beautiful, and married to a wealthy, gorgeous man. Things are definitely looking up. Lexi desperately tries to live this perfect existence, only to find that not everything is as flawless as it seems. With the arrival of her husband's architect, Lexi begins to wonder how she ever ended up where she is now and how she can straighten out a life she doesn't even remember. Filled with drama, fun, and a lot of humor, Remember Me is a great way to rediscover reading. By Michael Robotham, Detective Ruiz is pulled out of the Thames with a bullet wound in his thigh and no memory of why he was there. Upon discovering a photo in his pocket, he begins to suspect his forgotten escapade revolves around the disappearance of a girl 3 years ago. As Ruiz begins to investigate his whereabouts, his superior officers, believing him a renegade, hamper him. To make matters worse, some unknown person or group is also trying to finish the job of putting the detective out of commission. Ruiz's investigation leads the reader on a journey through shady characters, bad deals, and dark, far-reaching corners. With the elements of mystery and suspenseful action, Lost is a psychological combination of the pitfalls of humanity and its salvation. If these books sound interesting, you might also want to check out the following titles. The Adoration of Gemma Fox by Mary E. Pearson is a science fiction teen novel that explores the benefits and potential threats of science scientific and medical advancement. Gemma Fox has lost a year from a coma and wakes up with no memory of her charmed existence. Soon she will discover just how far her parents were willing to go to save her life. In Through a Glass Darkly by Gilbert Morris, Adam is a man with no past and no future. After he was found badly burned in a forest fire, no family has come to claim him. He sets out with the help of a former boxer and a beautiful lawyer to try and discover his history. However, not all that glimmers is gold, and Adam must hold on to his belief that God will show him the way home. To read the following novels or discover ones like them, make sure to go to your public library. This is Liberosity Book Talks, signing off until next time.